The sound of 18th century Jamaican drumming courses through this documentary reenactment of the life of Jamaica's sole female national hero. Queen Nanny is perhaps one of the most celebrated but least recognised heroines in the history of indigenous resistance against the colonisers of the New World. The lead character is played by Gloria Sims, also known as Mama G. She is herself a Maroon. She explains why she decided to play the role.
The fact that I entertain the spirit, I give my body. I realized the spirit of Nanny needed a body to work through. She wasn't dead as people believe. So I avail my body when I see that she wanted to use me. And I think that spirit comes out whenever there's a need.
The film documents the struggle for freedom by the Jamaican Maroons, descendants of West Africans who'd been brought to the Caribbean island in the course of the transatlantic slave trade. The Maroons escaped slavery and formed their own communities in the rugged interior of the island. They were led by Queen Nanny. Harcourt Fuller, originally from Jamaica, helped to produce the film. He's an historian on Africa and the African diaspora, and has personal reasons for getting involved in this story.
When I immigrated to this country over 20 years ago as a teenager, I didn't know that I was a Maroon. I had heard about the Maroons and read about the Maroons in the Jamaican school system like every other Jamaican child. But it was not until I visited Jamaica during one Christmas that my father saw it fit to start to tell me about my heritage.
He worked alongside director Roy T. Anderson and says they both believed it was an important history to tell.
We both agreed that the story of Nanny, who is the only female hero in Jamaica and the most revered Maroon of all the Maroon leaders, had to be told.
It's thought that Queen Nanny was born around 1685, although much that is known of her comes from oral histories. Today, she stands as a symbol of the battle against the British colonisers and ultimately slavery. Courtney Rattray is permanent representative of Jamaica to the United Nations. He spoke before the world premiere of the film at the UN.
Queen Nanny, a pioneer of the legendary resistance of the Maroon people, stands out as a pioneer also of the abolition struggle, who numbers among the first exponents of the tactics of what we now know as guerrilla warfare.
Queen Nanny, legendary Maroon chieftainess, was shown as part of the UN's anti-slavery program. It's being premiered in Jamaica on Friday, the 23rd of October. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.